This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will take a trip to Indianapolis, Indiana, and be joined by Kevin Bowen, who covers the Colts. We'll also be joined by Jalen Daniels, who is starting to get some Heisman buzz and consideration. Kansas quarterback will be on the show coming up in about an hour or so. We'll also be joined, as we are every Friday at 4 o'clock, with Nate Taylor of The Athletic. But where I would like to start today's show is talking about the greatness, which is Patrick Mahomes. Now, I don't have to tell you how great Patrick Mahomes is. In my opinion, he is the best player and best quarterback in the National Football League. But the real value of having Patrick Mahomes is he allows you a piece that you have never been able to experience while watching the Kansas City Chiefs. Even under Andy Reid, if you remember in the pre-Patrick Mahomes days, which were not that long ago, the Kansas City Chiefs could potentially lose a game like Sunday. Think back to 2014. They lost a home game to the Tennessee Titans. That Titans team finished the season at 2-14. In 2015, they played the Chicago Bears. Well, the Bears, for the most part, haven't been a good team. That year was no different. That team went 6-10. You also remember back in 2016, they lost a couple of games to some bad football teams in the Tennessee Titans and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In 2017, you remember that stretch where they lost to all the New York teams. They lost to Buffalo, the Giants, and the Jets. Well, the Giants went 13-3. The Jets went 5-11 that season. There is a certain level of confidence that you can have going into a game like this, knowing we're good. The Chiefs don't lose games like this to teams like the Indianapolis Colts, not since Patrick Mahomes has been here. Andy might be good for one of those a year. Alex Smith might have been good for one of those a year. But there's a certain level of peace and confidence you can have heading into a game like this, knowing that you're good because 15's got you. And he's not going to allow you to lose to a team quarterbacked by Matt Ryan and a team who over the first 2 weeks of the season doesn't have a win to their name after playing Houston and Jacksonville. There's a certain level of peace that you can have with it. There's another stat I want to give to you, and we're going to have Benny Heiss on the show here coming up momentarily because I want to ask him why the line has taken the movement that it has. This line started at 7 when the week first started. It's now been bet down to 5.5. We'll get Heiss's opinion on why that is before we take our trip to Indianapolis. But we looked this up earlier today because I was really curious what the number was. And I understand that this is not a complete one-to-one translation because the Colts are not 0-2. But over the last 5 years, when a 2-0 team plays an 0-2 team in week 3 of the NFL season, the 2-0 team is 13-1. There's a reason why the Chiefs have gotten off to the start that they've gotten off to and why the Colts have gotten off to the start that they've gotten off to. The Colts are not a good football team. any conversation that we had about the Indianapolis Colts at the beginning of the season or over the summer was really wrapped around, well, their division's not good. I didn't hear a whole lot of people that actually believe that the Colts themselves are a good football team. It was, A, they got rid of Carson Wentz, and B, look at the division that they're in. Now, that division is not good. There's only one team in that division with the win right now, and it's Jacksonville because they beat the Indianapolis Colts. But teams like Kansas City over the last 5 years just don't lose in these kind of spots. The Colts are not going to finish with a winning record. They are a bad football team. I expect Kansas City to handle a bad football team, a team that I believe can win the Super Bowl, a team that I believe is going to win this division, a team that's going to win double-digit games. I expect them to handle business because they always handle business in these situations, and the history suggests that they will. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll head to Indianapolis and be joined by Kevin Bowen, who covers the Colts in Indianapolis. But I wanted to have Ben Heisler join us off the top of the show to help me understand what I'm seeing. Right now, we're joined by Benny Heiss of BetSided. Heiss, help me with one thing. This line started at 7 at the beginning of the week, and it has been bet down to 5.5. What does Vegas know about this matchup that I don't?
So I think the thing that we have to try to remind ourselves when it comes to understanding the line movement for a game that should seem like Kansas City has it in complete and total control. And I heard the stat that you mentioned about Pat Mahomes and 2-0 teams against 0-2 teams. All of that is something to consider. But the other thing that I think we have to remember is that you're not betting teams, you're betting numbers. And multiple trends would indicate, as well as how these different professional bettors rank their teams, kind of like how we all do. We all have our power rankings. They have them too. All the different data they collect over the last several years, all the different trends come together, and they will tell you that based on where they had the Colts at the beginning of the season, where they have the Chiefs projected at the beginning of the season, and even with the movement in between from what they took place and how they saw the matchups and the injuries, still indicates that the prime number of 6 and 6.5 offer value on the Indianapolis side. So the professionals are taking the value with the Colts at this number. Now, the fact that it's gone back to 5.5 and you haven't seen the line move on either side is indicative of basically what we're all believing, that the Chiefs, anything from 5.5 down is going to be a very public play. And you also have to recognize, too, that even if the number gets back to 6, it still puts Kansas City in a prime territory for teasers. And basically all that means is that you can move a team 6 points in one direction along with another team in Kansas City, and say the Eagles against Washington are going to be two very popular teaser teams. So it's a combination of the sharp money coming in, knowing that the number at 6, 6.5, or 7 was a number that made sense for them based on how they power rank the games.
Last thing, Heiss, and I appreciate your time and you giving us the information on why this line has moved down from 7 to 5.5. My initial read on it was that early in the week, we were uncertain about Michael Pittman's availability, also uncertain about Shaquille Leonard, but now we know that he's not going to be able to play. It also seems like their second-round pick in Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati, that he's going to be available. I sort of came to the conclusion or the assumption that those guys were the biggest reason for the line move, that this line is maybe more indicative of what the point spread should be with those guys available.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense as well. And just to confirm, you're saying that both Pittman and Shaquille Leonard are reportedly going to be out for Sunday? Just to make sure I have that correct?
No, yeah, Shaquille Leonard is not going to play in this game. The other two players are going to play.
Okay, so having Pittman back, I think, makes a substantial difference. Think about all the trips that the Colts had in the red zone last week and threw it away because they really didn't know where to go. So having him back adds an immediate impact. That's their best receiver on offense. That also opens things up for Jonathan Taylor and the running game as well, knowing that there's at least some sort of a threat. I will say this. There is an aspect to this game where the Colts have been on the road the last couple of weeks. They're now back at home. There is a level of desperation there that I think still applies. And the numbers for Matt Ryan also in home games, granted it's in a dome, and that's been substantial for him over his career, also play out as well. Andy Reid against the spread coming off of these Thursday games into a game where he has multiple days of rest is actually below 500 against the spread as well. I'm not saying that the Chiefs aren't a good bet here, especially if you got them earlier in the week. It's at 5, 5.5. Remember, the original opening line, Carrington, was 3.5 for Kansas City. So there's plenty of value there. But I do think that makes sense. Now that it's at 5.5, now that we know who's in and who's out, I think this is probably the number that it's going to stay at the rest of the week.
That is our guy, Ben Heisler of BetSided, talking about the line and why the line has moved from 7 to 5.5 for the Chiefs this weekend in Indianapolis. Thanks as always, Heis.
You bet, man.
Appreciate you. That's Benny Heis. His appearances are brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Ben Heisler of BetSided joining us on the show. We'll head to Indianapolis here coming up in just a bit, but I haven't sensed any sense of nervousness about this game from Chiefs fans, and I don't think there is any reason to. At some point, I imagine this word will be thrown out when talking about the Chiefs. Trap game. This game would be a trap game, right? On the road, you're playing a team that doesn't have a win yet, a team that got shut out in their last game, and you've got much bigger fish to fry after this. You've got Sunday Night Football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've got Monday Night Football against the Raiders. You've got the 325 game against the Buffalo Bills. So you've got much bigger fish to fry after getting past this week. This would be the prime, is this a trap game Wednesday conversation? I haven't heard any of that because there's no reason to think that a Patrick Mahomes-led team is going to go on the road and lose to a team like Indianapolis that didn't score a single point last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming up in just a bit, we'll head to Indianapolis to be joined by Kevin Bowen and get the Colts' perspective of the Week 3 matchup between the Chiefs and the Colts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive. Catch insider Nate Taylor with Cody and Gold every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The home of the Royals is 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Kevin Bowen of 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. Kevin, how do you start the season with the game against the Texans, a game against Jacksonville, and don't have a win to show for it?
Oh boy, yeah, that's inexcusable to say the least. And honestly, not even a win. You were down, what was it, 20-0 in week one, and then
was it 17-0 going to the fourth in week two? Maybe it was 24-0 at that point. And basically what I'm getting at is you were thoroughly outplayed for the first three quarters of week one and all four quarters in week two. And, you know, guys, I don't know how much it resonates necessarily there, but that comes on the heels of last year blowing two chances to make the playoffs. You had the Raiders in your own building in week 17, could not beat them, and then you went down to Jacksonville to close out last season. And the, you know, thinking about the Caribbean vacation Jags beat you in week 18 as well. So this is probably the most outside noise criticism of the Frank Reich era entering Sunday.
What happened last Sunday? Because that wasn't a game that I really had a close eye on. It wasn't really a reason to watch Colts and Jaguars. It didn't really come up a lot in red zone, certainly not from the Colts' perspective because they were never in the red zone. How do you get shut out by Jacksonville? What went wrong last week?
Yeah, you know, from the opening drive, they actually moved the ball into Jacksonville territory to start things off. Got behind the chains. Matt Ryan threw an interception on third down. And then that very first Jacksonville offensive drive, it was a perfect 7-for-7 from Trevor Lawrence, very eerily reminiscent to the opening drive to close out last season when the Colts got blown out down there in Jacksonville. And then from then on, the Colts got whipped in the trenches. They were missing Michael Pittman, who in my opinion is the most indispensable player on this roster. He will be back for Sunday's game with Kansas City. Without Pittman, I think it's just a really, frankly, an awful pass-catching group. You got exposed there. They shut down Jonathan Taylor in very limited action in the first half. And next thing you know, big old goose egg. First time they've been shut out in over 3 years.
Right now we're talking to Kevin Bowen, taking a closer look at the Indianapolis Colts. Describe the Colts offense with Michael Pittman. And obviously last week to describe it, putrid would probably be the word to describe it without him last week.
Yeah, they just have no proven, you could argue, talented pass catchers besides Pittman. It's a bunch of guys you'd want 4 and 5 on your depth chart, frankly. Alec Pierce is a rookie. He will be out there. He did not play last week either. He had a huge drop in week one. Paris Campbell's battled injuries through his career. The most impact he made last week was an offensive pass interference penalty in the fourth quarter. They've got some bigger wideouts that are kind of younger guys in Mike Strawn and Desmond Patman that have, you know, had a flash or two in their NFL career, but have also, you know, battled drops and just they just look like day three draft picks at times. And then at tight end, I think they've really felt the loss of Jack Doyle. I think Doyle is just a super reliable guy. He retired in the offseason. And Mo Alie-Cox and Kylan Granson. Been a moment or two from Granson, but again, it's just been a very unproven group. And then when you asked or hoped they could handle bigger roles, they've been exposed in those roles.
What's the energy right now amongst the fan base? Because obviously you guys have gotten off to a slow start and not what you sort of had envisioned, but they're still one game down in their division, and the team that they lost to, they played them on the road, so you know you have Jacksonville on the get back coming back to Indianapolis. For as down as it looks with the Colts, there's no reason to completely give up the season because of the division that they're currently in.
You know, it's a phrase I said often this week. Colts fans, if they believe in prayer at night, should go home and say, God bless the AFC South. It's just an utter joke of a division. I don't know how you guys feel when March Madness rolls around, but I always feel like I'm scrambling during March Madness to find which games are on True TV. Like, I always forget what channel True TV is. They should just put all the AFC South games on True TV. And, you know, honestly, when you see an AFC West opponent, you almost feel bad because – you know, week in and week out, these are marquee games and very difficult games, no matter who you're playing in the West. Whereas the AFC South, it's a joke. Right now, the Colts are the favorite to win the division in Vegas, and their over-under win total right now is at 7.5. I mean, if you ask me right now, there is a great chance that in week one of the playoffs, it is an 8-8-1 Colts team hosting a 12-5 Chargers team, or something along those lines in that wild card round of the playoffs. So it's the only hope. And I would think all four of the AFC South teams feel that. And honestly, if you probably took the pulse of the fan bases of the four teams, it might sound crazy to say, but Jacksonville might feel the best about their situation. Maybe not necessarily here just in the short term, but if you talk in 3 to 5 years out, it could be the Jags feeling the best out of any of these four teams.
Right now we're talking to Kevin Bowen here for a couple more minutes with 105.7 The Fan in Indianapolis. Matt Ryan, big acquisition this offseason. My biggest thought on Matt Ryan is I think that Brady and Rodgers have sort of broken the way that people think, and they think that every quarterback can play into their 40s or late in their career. I think Matt Ryan is done. I think he looks done, and I think the Colts are afraid to sort of jump back in the waters of drafting a quarterback and just keep finding Band-Aids when it's obvious what the real problem is.
Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with that last statement. There is a major hesitancy by the organization to take the risk. Take the risk that, honestly, Kansas City took in that 2017 draft, or what Buffalo, or whatever it was, 2016, Buffalo took in that 2018 draft and trading up twice to get Josh Allen. There has been a Band-Aid approach, which, honestly, I think frustrates Colts fans even more. They look at what the Rams did with Stafford. They look at what the Bucs did with Brady. If you're going to go Band-Aid, you're going to go short-term, your expectations should be even higher, because you know that the long-term hopes are still to be decided. So I think that's what adds to it. You know, as far as Ryan, his numbers don't look good at all. I'm a big golf guy, so I frequently make golf analogies. I don't think he's walking up the 18th hole. I mean, he's certainly on the back nine. He's probably on 15 or 16. I just don't think they've supported him at all. Colts fans are very quick to point out, look at Carson Wentz's numbers through the first couple of weeks. Look at Matt Ryan's numbers. Look at who Carson Wentz throws the ball to with the Commanders. And look at who Matt Ryan throws the ball to here in Indianapolis. Again, it is a very lackluster, not talented, not proven wideout tight end group. And with what Wentz had last year, T.Y. Hilton is no longer here. Zach Pascal is no longer here. Jack Doyle is no longer here. All three of those guys played important roles for this team last season. So, you know, there are definitely throws where Ryan looks like a guy that's 37, but it's not like, to me at least, he looks just broken.
Last question here, Kevin, and we appreciate the time. Fill in the blank, Colts win if, in your mind.
Well, they got to follow the same blueprint they had in 2019 and pulling off the upset in Arrowhead on that Sunday Night Football. They had 45 carries in that game for 180 yards. You've got to feed Jonathan Taylor like no other. You got to just pound it with him. And then on the reverse, and that's possible. I mean, the Colts, you know, Taylor led the league in rushing by over 500 yards last year. The flip side, though, is what they did to Mahomes in that 2019 win. They hit him early. He was hobbled early in that game. I think it was 8 hits and 4 sacks. But the Colts D-line has 0 sacks and 8 regulation quarters through the first 2 weeks of the season. That obviously is not good. So the recipe of a 4-man rush getting home, I'm not holding my breath on that.
That is Kevin Bowen joining us on the show today with 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis, taking a closer look at week 3 between the Chiefs and the Colts. Kevin, appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. That's Kevin Bowen joining us on the show today. Rob, I haven't honestly given too much thought to that game between the Chiefs and the Colts back in 2019, the one that he alluded to. The Colts won that game 19-13. You remember, I believe that was a Sunday Night Football game. I pulled up the box score here. That's probably the worst team that Mahomes has played with. Like, that individual game is probably the worst collection of talent that Patrick Mahomes has had. They had one running back. It was Damian Williams. And from a pass-catching point, they also didn't have Tyreek Hill. I mean, their leading receiver in that game was Byron Pringle. Their second leading receiver was Mecole Hardman. DeMarcus Robinson. I mean, they had 3 wide receivers have catches. Those were the 3. Byron Pringle, Mecole Hardman, and DeMarcus Robinson. Kelce had 4 for 70, but it's easy to kind of contain Kelce if that's the only threat that you got to really worry about offensively on the field. And they had injuries on the offensive line, if you remember, during that time. I don't think that that's the formula for this team. I don't think the Colts can beat Kansas City that way. The Chiefs aren't scoring 13 points in this game. You might have the numbers right. They're just in the wrong order. They might score 31, but this Colts team, the way they're playing right now, they are not holding the Chiefs to 13 points. And this Chiefs offense at this point, with the way that they're playing, with the way that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is running the football and the amount of weapons that they have on the outside, this Colts team isn't good enough to hold the Chiefs to 13 points.
I understand what Kevin was saying. The formula is to try to, you know, corral Kelce, hit Mahomes, try to make them one-dimensional and turn it into a slugfest, grind it out type of game. Because if I recall right, you have the box score in front of you. That game's time of possession was all sorts of wonky. The Colts held on to the ball because they just jammed it down the Chiefs' throat all day. Nothing they could do to stop it. I think that might be the formula. I just don't think either team have the requisite ingredients to make that happen. I don't think the Colts offensive line is as good now as it was that year. I think the Chiefs defensive line is better than it was then. The Chiefs offense is way healthier and arguably better. Patrick Mahomes is healthier and arguably better. And I just think all those ingredients don't exist anymore. I get why someone from Indy says that's the formula. I just don't think that formula works.
So in that game, the one that he alluded to, the Colts ran the ball 45 times in the game. You're right about the time of possession. They had the ball for 38 minutes in that game. So you completely dominated the time of possession. And listen to the offensive line that the Chiefs had in that game. They had Cam Irving at left tackle. Their two guards were Andrew Wiley and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. Austin Ryder was the center, and our guy Mitch Schwartz was at right tackle. The Chiefs are significantly better at four of the five positions on the offensive line from that game. Significantly better. So I get why, from the Colts' perspective, as you said, why you would look at that game, hey, we got a ground and pound. You got to look at what the Chiefs had. Chiefs didn't have Tyreek Hill, didn't have any other proven offensive weapon aside from Travis Kelce. And their offensive line was as banged up as we've seen outside of the Super Bowl. That's just not who the Chiefs currently are. It's just not who they are today. So I don't think that that's a formula that Indianapolis will be able to replicate with the team. 913-586-7610. C-Dot, I hate when you're this sure of a Chiefs win. It always turns out disastrous for the Chiefs. I did pick the Chiefs week one in Survivor. Turned out pretty well that week. Keep it locked in right here. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. I want to talk more about Matt Ryan on the other side. And Matt Ryan has been nearly perfect in one way. I'll tell you how. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, your spot to hear friend of the show, Andy Reid.
Call me anything you want. Call a lot of worse things than that right there now.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is former Chiefs All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz, and the best Chiefs content in town is right here with Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a poll question right now that asks, do you like when the Chiefs play at noon? You can chime in on that if you would like. Twitter.com/CDOTHarrison. You also can just simply keep it locked in right here at 610 Sports Radio and text in 913-586-7610 and give us your answer, and I'll give you my answer coming up at the top of the hour. So the Colts quarterback is Matt Ryan, and we'll play Do You Know Matt here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But when you really think about it, Matt Ryan has been the premier tier two quarterback in the league. I've never considered Matt Ryan to be an elite quarterback. I don't think that he's in the same conversation as Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, even though he won NFL MVP. It's sort of that flash. Cam Newton won an MVP. Some people may feel that way about Lamar Jackson here in 10 years. You know, we've seen some guys get some one-off MVPs. But Matt Ryan hasn't consistently been in that group. But you know what Matt Ryan's been? He has been near the top of that tier two. Matt Ryan has consistently been the eighth best quarterback in the league for a decade. He's not that today. But whenever Matt Ryan was in Atlanta and they were cooking and Julio was playing at a really high level and they had some other pieces, you know, Atlanta would go to the playoffs. Atlanta might win a game. They went to two NFC championships. They broke through one. They got to the Super Bowl. They should have won a Super Bowl. He was healthy. He was good in the community. He was there for a long time. Matt Ryan is the premier tier two quarterback that everybody, when you draft, you want to go out and you want to get a Patrick Mahomes. You want to get a Josh Allen, elite faces of the league, guys that you know are going to bring you that trophy. That's not what Matt Ryan was. He was damn good, though, for a long period of time. Rob, Matt Ryan is the ideal franchise quarterback in a lot of regards. And that's what makes Indianapolis's current structure so weird, so odd. If there's any organization, I would say outside of Green Bay, that knows the importance of consistency at quarterback, isn't it the Colts? You had that with Peyton Manning for over a decade. You then had Andrew Luck. You know that you got to draft and develop your own quarterback, and it's going to be some rough times. It was rough a little bit early on for Andrew Luck as he started to grow and mature and they put a better offensive line around him. And Peyton got off to a good start, but his start was also up and down. He threw a lot of interceptions early in his career. Don't the Colts know that you got to draft and develop? And ever since Andrew Luck left them at the altar a couple of weeks before the season started, they've just been trying this. Well, we know he's not a franchise guy, but he's just good enough to hold this roster together. Let's go get Jacoby Brissett. All right, well, we don't like Jacoby Brissett. Let's try to get a little bit better. Even though he looks broken in Philadelphia, we think we can fix him. Let's go get Carson Wentz. All right. Carson Wentz not good enough. All right. Let's get Phillip Rivers. We know he – All right. Let's go get Matt Ryan. If you're going to do that, you at least got to put weapons around him. Kevin was on and he made the reference to, well, look at Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's got Cooper Kupp. They gave him Allen Robinson. They gave him Odell Beckham. They've given him high-end weapons to go out there with. Robert Woods. Tom Brady. Tom Brady plays with Mike Evans. Tom Brady plays with Chris Godwin. He had Rob Gronkowski. He had Antonio Brown. He's got Leonard Fournette. We just had Kevin Bowen on, and we'll play for you what he said if you missed it. They got a really good running game in Jonathan Taylor that you can eliminate the way that Jacksonville eliminated it last week. Jonathan Taylor only got 9 carries last week. It's hard to run the ball effectively when you're down so big. And they have one explosive playmaker in the league. Look at the trend of the league. You can't have old patchwork quarterback and no weapons. Sure, maybe you can work with the old patchwork quarterback. We'll try to hold it together for a year or two. Then you got to give him some dogs on the outside. You ain't gave Matt Ryan no dogs. I'm not surprised you can't score points. You ain't giving him no explosive playmakers to use.
I think the Colts and Chris Ballard have fallen into the Carl Peterson trap. And Ballard fell into it, literally fell into it, because they had a good roster. If you recall, they were a playoff team. They lost here in Kansas City in the second round of the playoffs, the divisional round, before the Chiefs go on to lose the Patriots. And they had Andrew Luck and a great roster, and they were trending forward. Everything was onward and upward in Indianapolis. And then during the preseason, which is as late as it can get, Andrew Luck retired. And Chris Ballard thought to himself, I still have a playoff roster. How do I make this work? And he fell into the Carl Peterson trap of, my roster's good. I just need a guy. Carson Wentz is a problem. Phillip Rivers is a problem. Jacoby Brissett was a product of being screwed by Andrew Luck. And I feel bad calling it screwed by Andrew Luck because his body broke and that's just life. And now Matt Ryan. If you're going to go that path, you got to go Matt Stafford. You got to swing for the fences, hit a home run. You can't try to hit a double and hope the rest of it just takes care of itself. It's the Carl Peterson effect in Indianapolis.
100%. 913-586-7610. See, now you also have to account for that Stafford and Brady are both immensely better than Matt Ryan. I'm not 100% certain of that. Let's not forget that just 3 years ago, Brady looked like he was done. That last year in New England, We can't forget that last year in New England, Brady looked really bad. Now, Stafford had success in week one or in year one, but he also has the best wide receiver in the league, the most productive wide receiver in the league. I agree with you. Matt Ryan's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady looked pretty human when you didn't give him weapons. Tom Brady looked pretty average when you didn't give him guys to throw the ball to. And instantly when you gave him a good offensive line like Tampa Bay has, and you gave him Evans, Godwin, Gronk, and Antonio Brown, he looked like the Tom Brady of old. I don't know how the Colts can know what they have with Matt Ryan when you don't got him any weapons. You don't got him any playmakers. He's got no dogs. How can you expect to have success offensively if you ain't got no dogs? They don't have any explosiveness on the outside. None. I mean, last week, these were the guys that caught passes for them. Ashton Doolin, Nyheim Hines, Desmond Patman, Mike Strachan, never heard of him before, Kylan Grayson. Right now, he's throwing the guys that nobody has on their fantasy teams. Some teams are built and able to withstand attrition, injuries. I think the Chiefs could manage a week or two without having Travis Kelce. It's obviously better when you got him, but they got enough. They're creative enough offensively. They can kind of tread water for a couple of weeks without losing their number one playmaker. They didn't have Michael Pittman for a week, and they couldn't run the ball, and Matt Ryan threw for 195 yards and three interceptions. He forgot how to play football last week when they didn't have Michael Pittman. We were talking about this before the start of the season. Who's the most important skill position player in the league? The answer might be Michael Pittman. Because I saw how the Colts looked without him, and they couldn't score against Jacksonville. It's one thing to lose to Jacksonville. You guys couldn't score? You couldn't even get a garbage end of the game. MU calls a timeout just to try to feel good about themselves. Touchdown at the end of the game. You just got goose egg, just got shut out. Terrible. 913-586-7610. We're going to play Do You Know Matt here coming up in just a bit. If you're caller number one, the first caller here to 913-586-7610, we'll give you a chance to win a large pizza from the other place here coming up in just a bit. Rob, before we take a call, you said something to me pretty interesting when I asked you, all right, so Matt Ryan is the premier tier two quarterback. Matt Ryan's not going to win a Super Bowl. But Matt Ryan was a franchise quarterback for a decade. Really good quarterback, good enough to win MVP, certainly good enough to win double-digit games. You've got a really good roster. And you told me that you think that Joe Burrow is going to be the current version of Matt Ryan. I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty strong. Joe Burrow as the current Matt Ryan makes a lot of sense. I look at Burrow and I look at his skill set and I'm like, they're actually pretty similar and their play styles are pretty the same. And I don't think Burrow has some of the same physical gifts that Mahomes has, that Josh Allen has. I don't think he's Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but I think you're happy if Joe Burrow is your starting quarterback. You got a chance to win a lot of games. You got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Could Burrow one day win MVP? Absolutely. But I think that's a really good observation. Joe Burrow is this generation's Matt Ryan.
It was interesting because you were saying, well, it could be any number of guys. And I said, no, it's Joe Burrow. It's absolutely Joe Burrow. Because if we look deeper into Matt Ryan's success, the MVP years, the playoff years, all those years, you go, yeah, he was a really good quarterback. What was he constantly surrounded by? Elite weapons. They had Tony Gonzalez. They had Julio Jones. They had dogs all the time. Joe Burrow, so far in his career, always had that guy. He's had Jamar Chase. He had T. Higgins. He's had Joe Mixon. He's had guys. Matt Ryan started to fall off a cliff from the winning, but still putting up the stats when his contract became enormous the first time and then again the second time. And that really affected their winning, and it just became hollow stats. Keep an eye on Joe Burrow. When Joe Burrow gets the mega deal, which is coming because he's too good to not get the mega deal. He's a quarterback in the National Football League.
Oh, it's
they
coming.
All get mega deals.
It's coming like March.
Uh-huh.
It's coming in March.
Chase or Boyd or Higgins or maybe all three ain't sticking around in Cincinnati. And let's see if he's still doing all that winning or if it becomes hollow stats Matt Ryan-ish in the future.
I don't know if it's fair to say that Matt Ryan had a lot of hollow stats. Now, the contracts were a little bit different when Matt Ryan was getting those deals compared to what guys are getting now. But the Falcons were a good team for a pretty decent amount of time while Matt Ryan was there, even after he got the contract. I mean, he got the big time contract and he took them to a Super Bowl under it. They should have won that Super Bowl. The Falcons were a good team under Matt Ryan. A good team under Matt Ryan. He had one phenomenal season. It was a little bit up and down, but I mean, he was a quarterback. They had 7 seasons in which they won double-digit games. They got to the NFC Championship game. I don't know if it's fair to say that Matt Ryan had a lot of empty stats. You might could say that about Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott hasn't played in a single meaningful game since he's been there. Matt Ryan played in some meaningful games while he was there in Atlanta. I ain't going to let you completely diminish Matt Ryan's legacy.
Matt Ryan is a notch above Matt Stafford pre-Rams. That's what Matt Ryan is. He's one notch above. He played in more meaningful games, and he had more winning. But at the end of the day, if I blind resume Stafford and Ryan, they're pretty similar on statistics. So maybe hollow was the wrong term, but it was a lot of 9-7, 10-6 stats. It wasn't a lot of 15-1 stats.
913-586-7610. CDOT, since he is notoriously cheap, if they don't sign Burrow long-term and he goes somewhere else while still in his prime, do you think he can elevate past the Matt Ryan current trajectory? I haven't even for a second begin to entertain the possibility that the Bengals aren't going to keep Joe Burrow. He took him to a Super Bowl and he's from Ohio. Like, if you're the Bengals, you've been waiting on Joe Burrow to arrive since the moment Boomer Esiason started doing media. You've been waiting for Joe Burrow to appear. Burrow is everything that you can ask for. If there's anybody I know they're going to pay, they're paying Joe Burrow. Maybe they don't pay Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe they don't pay T. Higgins. If there's one person I am 100% certain they're going to pay, it is their quarterback, Joe Burrow, and he's earned the contract based on what they accomplished last season and his upside in age. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a poll question right now. Do you like when the Chiefs play at noon? I'll give you my answer here coming up in just a bit, but Rob, hit my theme music.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's feeling it.
I am champion dot.
You never know when it's going to happen, but it's always your chance to win. Here's another edition of CDOT's trivia minigame on The Drive.
We're going to play a very simple game of Do You Know Matt? The game is simple. I will give you a clue about a person whose first name begins with Matt. So, for example, starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Rob, you would say?
Matt Ryan.
There are 10 of these that you have put together. How many of these are we saying that Luke needs to get in order to win this game?
Well, when I guinea pigged this on Alex Gold, and as I've noted on this show, pop culture doofus, he still got 7. So let's make the number 7 today on Do You Know Matt or Matthew?
All right. Luke, do you understand the rules to Do You Know Matt?
Yes, I do.
All right, number one, he is a former backup quarterback for your Kansas City Chiefs and also won a game as a starter in 2019. He's not Chad Henne. He's the other person who was basically Chad Henne.
First name, Matt.
All right, Luke, I got to give you an X on that one. Matt Moore is his name. Right. Matt Moore is the person we were talking about. Number two, he is a famous actor who has starred in a famous movie called A Time to Kill, also season one of True Detective.
I have no idea. Matt Damon.
Matthew McConaughey is the answer to that question. Not off to a good start, Luke. Let's see if you can turn things around. He is a Super Bowl winning quarterback who won last year for the LA Rams.
Matt Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is the correct answer. He starred as Joey in the hit television show Friends.
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc is the correct answer. I would have bet a lot of money, Luke, that you would have got that one wrong. Moving on, though. He is a former player for Sporting Kansas City who also played for the USA in the 2014 World Cup. Former star for Sporting Kansas City, also played for Team USA in the World Cup in 2014.
Matt Beisler? No.
Matt Beisler is the correct answer. Matt Beisler. All right. He is the star of the 80s comedy Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He is also married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick is correct. After those first two, I'm stunned that you were still alive in this game. He is a former Patriots and Chiefs quarterback who started the Chiefs playoff game in 2010.
Matt Cassel.
Matt Cassel is correct. He is the star of the television show Lost and is also Matthew McConaughey's co-star in We Are Marshall.
Of Lost? Co-star of Lost?
He is in Lost, and he is also Matthew McConaughey's co-star in We Are Marshall.
I have no idea, Matt.
All right, Matthew Fox, you got to get both of these right in order to win today's game of Do You Know Matt? He is the former Cardinals first baseman who spent time with the KC Monarchs. Former Cardinals first baseman who also spent time with the KC Monarchs.
Matt Jones.
Matt Jones
no
is not the correct answer. I have to hang up on you because that's how the game is played. He is not a winner of Do You Know Matt?
I had built those last three to be tough and the first seven to be gimmies, but when you miss Matt Moore, you're in trouble. When you miss McConaughey, you're in super trouble.
I mean, I gave him Matthew McConaughey's two most popular things. I don't know what else I could help him with there.
You should have just said, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, I don't know what I could do. I don't know what I could have done in that situation. I felt like I gave him one at the rim. I gave him a layup there. I certainly gave him a layup. Text line 913-586-7610. Wow, who are these bozos that you guys get on here? We get listeners like you. You remember KCPT where they would tell you who would fund it, like viewers like you? There's no conspiracy to keep the prizes away from you guys. I want to give you guys a free pizza from my friends over at the other place. I think they got great pie. You got to just earn it, though. We're not just giving them away. You got to earn it. You got to put the time in. You got to put the time in, and you're missing Matthew McConaughey. What can we do here? We tried. He's in A Time to Kill and the star of season one of True Detective. What was I supposed to give him? Dallas Buyers Club? Failure to Launch? What else was I supposed to give him? What other movies is Matthew McConaughey in?
Had a small role in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, what was I supposed to do here?
Minister of Culture at Texas?
I don't know what I can do. I did my best. I even told him it wasn't Chad Henne. They've only had two backups in the last 10 years. It's one of the two.
First name Matt.
Yeah, it's one of the two. I don't know what else I could have done here. You guys always blame me for this. I haven't done anything wrong. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have a very simple question. Do you like when the Chiefs play at noon? I'll give you my answer next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.